It's now to 4 o'clock. There have been a couple of, I think, embarrassing for the legal profession stories where lawyers have eschewed a trip to the law library and done an AI search as well, and they've handed that in as their own work, and they've been called to order by a magistrate or a judge. There haven't been a huge number, but it has happened, not only in South Africa, it's happened in other legal jurisdictions as well. And one of the law firms that called attention to this and warned about it was Cliff Decker Hofmeyr, not the only law firm that had something to say on it, but I do remember the Cliff Decker Hofmeyr media release on it, and so I was not taken aback, I was just interested when I read another media release from Cliff Decker Hofmeyr saying that they have decided to deploy two of the industry's leading generative AI platforms, Harvey and Legora, to enhance service delivery. We're joined now by Rita Biermann, who's director of the firm and head of the knowledge management practice at CDH Attorneys. Hello, Rita.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
Great pleasure. I mean, what will these platforms enable you to do to enhance, as you say, your service offering to your clients? You're not going to replace law library research with AI drivel, are you?
No, most certainly not. And in fact, I was the author of both of those notices that you spoke about. So most certainly we're not going to start behaving in an unsafe manner. Both Harvey and Legora are like super smart digital legal assistants. They're the two leading AI platforms designed specifically for the legal industry. They use the large language models, just like ChatGPT, but they use it to help specifically with legal work. And they don't replace lawyers. They just help them work faster and smarter, largely by handling repetitive or complex tasks with AI. So large law firms, corporate practices all around the world are already using them.
But what's the risk, Rita? Because every time I very seldom use AI, I've taken, I don't know whether it's a principle or whether it's sort of me trying to make myself look like a saint, but I don't use AI. I would rather research in the more old-fashioned ways. But I do know that any AI response to a search on Google tells you to be careful because AI can be wrong.
You're exactly right. It's very important to understand that the tools offer great promise and really great promise, but there's risks associated with its use. You've mentioned the risk of hallucination. There's others, bias, it's breach of confidentiality. We're obviously very concerned about the confidentiality of our clients' content. So we're very, very careful in how we test it and in how we adopt a very comprehensive approach to ensure secure and responsible use. That includes that before we test it, before we deployed, we built e-learning on the risks associated with Gen AI, and every person in the firm, whether they're on these platforms or not, they have to go through that learning. We run masterclasses on these on a regular basis. Every user has to sign a personal statement of intent to use it with their professional obligations front of mind. And it all turns around the ethics and the professional behaviors. And these machines cannot function on their own. It is important that it's always the human. It's a human review. It's a human assessment. But what it does is it takes some of the routine tasks out of the lawyer's hands, and the lawyer can apply their strategic mind, their insights, but always rooted in ethics.
Yeah, so I guess you use the technical term hallucination, if it's a technical term, but that's the word that is used for the mistakes that generative AI uses, machine learning AI, and the embarrassing stories that are told is that AI has hallucinated case histories which don't exist, precedents which are not in the law books. They are, you know, they are a hallucinatory figment of whatever platform you're using's mind. So I'm just again trying to understand. Perhaps you can give us a practical example of how using either of these or both of these platforms, Harvey and Legora, will improve the quality of your service to your clients.
Okay, another great example. Just to state before I even get into the examples, that these two tools are slightly less risky than the generally available Gen AI platforms because they've been built specifically for legal work. So they have added privacy protection. They've curated legal content and processes that protect you against the worst of the risks. But they absolutely still include the risk of hallucination. So you can never just go with what the machine tells you. You must read and understand. But what they can do is it can read and understand large document sets to the extent that a machine understands it. It can help you to write legal instruments. You can give it a case and say, summarize this case. You can give it a huge amount of documents and say, analyze these for me, place them in columns, and just let me understand what's important. So how a client might benefit from that is that, say you have three enormous piles of documents that underpin your dispute, and you need your lawyer to understand those piles of documents so that the lawyer can give you guidance as to what's the next step. You know, should you enter into litigation? Should you bring an action or defend? If a lawyer had to read all of those individually before he or she can give advice, obviously that will take time. With the help of a machine, you can do early case assessments quickly, and you can potentially give guidance that is far more reliable than just guesswork to a client early on that might steer them in the right way. But you can never rely only on what the machine says. You know, ultimately, it is, like I said, the lawyers who have to make that decision.
Yeah, so you reducing billable hours, that doesn't seem like a legal practice.
Potentially. Potentially, but not necessarily. You know, so a client doesn't come to us and say, here's my problem, and I feed it into the machine, and out comes an answer, and out comes the end of a process. There's still, it's a litigation process, and you might get a change to where time is spent. That doesn't mean that time on an overall basis is necessarily reduced. It might, but it might also not. So we're tracking very carefully to see what is the outcome, where does it go. But in reality, these tools are available. They're available to large corporates. They're available to lawyers. If this is where the industry is going, it is no use going, well, you know, that's going to no longer have a billable hour, so we're not using it. We have to adapt, and we have to learn how to do it safely and how to lead our clients to the best outcomes.
Rita, thanks very much for talking to us. Rita Biermann is a director of Cliff Decker Hofmeyr and head of their knowledge management.